This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Cherry Hill Volvo team compliments you for choosing the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us, and our team is eager to establish a relationship with you, the Scioli listener. Contact Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Scioli podcast.
The Republicans in Jersey are finally fighting back, and so are the kids, by the way. They've had it enough with the tyrant, Phil Murphy. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here, the Scioli Show. Happy Friday, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Scioli, and Facebook.com/Scioli Show. Backyard pool sales are booming as coronavirus keeps us stuck at home this summer. I'm going to get to that in a second. Doug Steinhardt is the chairman of the Republican Party in New Jersey. He'll be my guest at 8 a.m. to talk about a major lawsuit they filed against Phil Murphy on behalf of small businesses like Attila's Gym, which was shut down in an awfully rude, tyrannical way. Kids are suing Phil Murphy, saying that their graduations have been canceled and it's unfair. And a judge in Ocean County, New Jersey, has said the lawsuit can go forward, which is great, great news. The tide is turning. People are fighting back now and realizing that this guy has way too much power. The legislature, when this is over, when he finally revokes the executive order, the legislature needs to be all over this. Let me tell you something about this guy. This guy, Phil Murphy, is an insecure little weasel. So a couple, I guess it was maybe 2 years ago, he first got elected governor and he tried to get marijuana passed in Blue, New Jersey. He would try to get recreational marijuana passed, and he couldn't. And I said, come on, it's Jersey. Nobody cares. Pass it. Like, why can't you pass it, right? And you know the reason why? It wasn't the Republicans holding it up. It was the Democrats holding it up. You know why? Because Phil Murphy wants to do this millionaire's tax, and Steve Sweeney, the Senate president, said, no, I'm not going to do it. And so the South Jersey Democrats, of course, led by George Norcross, the uber-powerful lord of Democrats, they all said to Phil Murphy, no, you're not getting anything until you drop this millionaire's tax thing. You're not getting recreational marijuana. You're not getting a damn thing until you drop this millionaire's tax thing. Phil Murphy, until this pandemic, was feckless. He had no power whatsoever and no feck. He was so powerless. It was a joke, actually. And I wrote a piece on this. I wrote a column about this, about how Phil Murphy is completely devoid of power. Guy couldn't get anything done. And I also said, though, he's the most powerful governor in the country. He is. The 1947 Constitution they passed in Jersey makes him the most powerful governor in the entire country. But he had no power because the Democrats were all controlling everything. And Steve Sweeney, the very powerful Senate president, was just, nothing. Drop the millionaire's tax and we'll talk. Drop the millionaire's tax and we'll talk. Drop the millionaire's tax. Murphy was couldn't get a damn thing done. Then all of a sudden, the pandemic hits. Now, prior to this, Phil Murphy was in, it was Asbury Park. I could be wrong. For the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Right. So in March, he's in green, dressed up like a leprechaun, and he's dancing and he's in a parade and he's walking around. And he's wearing green. He's got a top hat on. He looks like ridiculous is what he looks like. So instead of getting our state ready for the pandemic, he's out, you know, dancing in the streets in the middle of March. Right. St. Patrick's Day. Now, this guy is a liar. He says that he and his team on Super Bowl weekend had a meeting to come up with plans to handle the coronavirus. He's full of it. There was no meeting, and I've been asking for the minutes of that meeting, but the state of New Jersey won't give out any information right now because we're in the middle of a pandemic. My point is this. The minute that he declared an executive emergency because of this virus, he became a king, super powerful. And the power that he has now, essentially the legislature can't even check him. That's how much power this guy has under this 2005 law that the legislature passed after Katrina to give the governor some temporary powers to deal with an emergency. Temporary. So I think when this is over and when he finally revokes the executive emergency, the legislature is going to immediately rein him in. But they can't do it now because of the way the law is written. It's unbelievable. But the problem is I don't see that ending anytime soon. Unless a judge steps in, which I hope to God they do. Because I was talking to a good friend of mine. I won't mention his name, but his business, which is allowed to be open, chief of police knocked on the door, told him he had to close. Because Phil Murphy's cracking down on every small business in the state right now. The tyrant. Because his ego was checked. He's an insecure little weasel. And his ego was checked by these gym guys, right? So I don't know if he's ever going to release this executive emergency. I think this may go on forever because he's completely in control. There's nobody he has to answer to now. And the legislature is useless. They don't even exist. They can send suggestions to him like, please, Your Highness, please do this, please do that. Because I heard him yesterday talking about how maybe we'll open schools, but I don't really know because, you know, the indoor ventilation and everything like that. And until we have a vaccine, you imagine if some of these tyrants run their states like that until there's a widely used vaccine? Oh, my God. Right? Could be years. So that's what's going on over there. So I got a nice tweet from a Zioli Army member who said, Rich, I've had it. I'm done. I used to go to Cape May every year. I'm not doing that anymore. I got a pool. I'm putting a pool in my backyard, and that's it. Goodbye, New Jersey. We're never going back there again. I've had it. I'm done. He's not the only one. In fact, backyard pool sales are surging. Backyard pool sales are booming as the coronavirus keeps us stuck at home this summer. Now, Dawn, I told you I bought my WT above ground pool and everybody laughed at me.
I know. We did laugh at first. And now nobody's laughing. Because
my white trash pool is beautiful because I'll tell you something right now. I can take that baby. I can deflate it and take it with me wherever I go.
Where are you going to take it?
I don't know, but I'll take it wherever I want to go. I'll put a back on a trailer or something and drive it around.
Oh, my God.
We'll swim in it like on the back of a trailer.
Take it from the backyard to the front yard.
I can do that, too.
Yeah, over Bridget's dead body.
So
I just feel like, no.
So Dr. Maz came over the other day, and we social distance, of course, and he looks at the pool and he goes, well, that's all you need with the kids. Like, why would you need something else? Now, you got to understand, at his house, he's got this gorgeous in-ground pool with, you know, he's got a team of aquatic entertainers that are there. But this thing, the reason why I won't get an in-ground pool is for several reasons. Number one, and they talk about this in the article, it can take like 3 to 4 months with all the permits and approvals you got to go through to get an in-ground pool.
Yes, and that's in Philadelphia. I know a family. It took them more than a year.
To get a pool?
Yes, to get approved. I'm not kidding you.
A backyard makeover with an in-ground pool can cost between $45,000 and $75,000 and take up the 2 months to have permitted, installed, and running, they say. Even telling them the pool won't be ready until July and August, they're like, fine, we don't care. We just want it. Professionally installed above-ground pools are significantly cheaper than their in-ground counterparts, averaging between $3,500 and $5,000. They also have a much shorter wait time. You can get an above-ground pool set up in a backyard in about a week. I paid $300 for my WT pool at Walmart. I did. $300. Came with a ladder and a filter and a cover.
And a cover.
But I threw the cover out, and I bought a solar cover.
Nice.
Then I bought a $5,000 heating system for my WT $300. No, I'm kidding. But but I did. The thing about it, though, is that this is a lot of people now are saying this because they're worried about community pools not going, just being open, right?
Yes. Yeah, like in Philly, the pools are not going to be open. The public swim clubs.
And you know damn well, right? If they reopen the pools and one kid gets the virus, that's it. They're going to shut them all down, right?
Yep, exactly.
One kid, it's all it's going to take.
But how could they catch it with the chlorine? That's my question.
Well, right. I mean, exactly. Right. And probably he won't catch it at the pool, but he'll have been at the pool. And then they'll say, well, out of an abundance of caution, we're shutting down all the pools.
Yep.
So people now are saying, so backyard pool sales are booming. Now, the reason why I did not get an in-ground pool, several reasons. Number one, the wait time, the permits, the regulations, all of it. Number two, I do not want to commit to being in New Jersey. I feel like if you put in an in-ground pool, that's it. You've committed. It's like marriage almost. You know what I'm saying?
No, because it will raise the value of your home.
I don't know, though, about that, because some people don't want it, especially if they have kids. They don't want an in-ground pool. They just don't want to deal with it. Before all this, obviously, I've heard people say that a lot of times people want pools filled in because they just don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with the cost, the hassle, and everything else, so they just say, fill them in. Now, things might have changed with all this nonsense, so people maybe they do want them now. Maybe it will increase the home value.
Yeah, I would think more than ever people realize they need to have things at home where they can exercise, have fun, get the kids or no kids. I think pools of all sorts will become much more popular.
I have the spring dance hot tub and I have it right next to the pool, so I can go hot tub, pool, hot tub like that.
That's perfect.
What I have right now. But I'll tell you this, the other reason why I'm not getting an in-ground pool is because it increases your property taxes. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yes, it does. And I'm not giving the state of New Jersey another freaking penny.
So what do? They, like, drive around and look for somebody? Oh, no, because of the permits.
Permits.
So they knew. Okay. Yeah.
So they know, and then they reassess your house, and then they wind up, you know, raising your taxes.
Oh, my
God. Oh, you got an in-ground pool. Your home value just went up, so now they got to pay more taxes. I refuse to give them a single more penny that I have. So that's another reason why. So in the past, you might have mocked my above-ground WT pool. I'm the smartest guy out there for getting this thing. The smartest guy out there. Because if tomorrow I decide, that's it, I'm done. I'm taking this pool with me and I'm out of here.
It's easily accessible.
That's right.
It's a beautiful thing. $80,000 soup to nuts is what Mike is saying for a pool. 80 grand. 80 freaking thousand dollars?
Jeez. You better be, like you said, you better be in that house for the rest of time if you're going to spend that kind of coin.
I know that's true. That's very, very true. And when this show goes national, we can do the show. Obviously, now we can do the show from anywhere.
Yes.
True. Oh, yeah. They want us to go national, too, you know.
Of course. Why wouldn't they?
They should. They'd be stupid not to. I mean, this company, you know, they're all like, I don't want to even get in on it. But, you know, I mean, it takes them forever to do anything. But that would make sense for them. But either way, what we've achieved here is very obvious. We can do the show from anywhere. Right, Dawn?
Yes, it's true.
We did this when Claire was born, and I was in Utah, and I was talking to Ivanka Trump in the closet, feeding baby Claire. We have the ability to do the show from anywhere. We have a sense of it. We're very, very good about that. So there's a strong possibility that I'm getting the hell out of here at some point. You know what I mean? Like, if I never have to go back to the studio, then I'm out. Facebook says that they're going to have all their employees working from home by 2030, I think they said.
Yeah. I don't know. People from our region.
2030?
Yeah.
I feel like they can do that even sooner.
I'm sure, yeah. Dawn, what were you saying?
Well, I just think people from our region, this is what people always say. Oh, I'm getting out of here. We never do. Like, it's a
yeah,
lot
but I
of
can't
talk.
Live under this tyrant anymore. I can't live under Phil Murphy. He's like Longshanks in Braveheart. That's what I feel like. I'm living under Longshanks.
No, but Dawn's
Edward the Longshanks.
Yeah. Dawn's right, though, because we all say when people do leave the area, there's some sort of magnet, and we end up back here anyway.
It's like Hotel California.
Yeah.
It's all changing now between the cost of it and you see, this is the thing, right? Okay. Let me prove my point here for a second. I have this piece that, let's see, here's where your state falls on the scale of most to least reopened, right? Now let's go to the states with the least reopened. Let's see which states are the least reopened. Let me go to that. First of all, mostly closed, right? Let's see. States that are fully closed. New York, New Jersey. New Jersey is in stage one of its reopening, which allows for curbside retail, drive-in activities, and reopening some outdoor recreation sites like parks and beaches. Pennsylvania is reopening county by county in phases. Curbside retail is available in most of the state. Restaurants and bars closed to in-person dining and salons and entertainment. Venues remain closed throughout the state. Delaware, same thing with Delaware, right? All the nonsense with Delaware that they're going through over there, I hear about it all the time too. So these are the states that are partially reopened, mostly closed. Delaware remains mostly shut down, with some small businesses following interim steps starting May 8th. Specific small retailers can provide curbside pickup. Jewelry stores are available for customers to visit by appointment. And hair care services can be provided only to workers at essential businesses. Beaches and pools will reopen with restrictions on May 22nd. This is from thehill.com. Now, but you look at the states that are mostly open: Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Indiana, Louisiana, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and Wyoming. What do all those states have in common?
Republican governors.
You hear that? You know what that is? I'm ripping up my deed to my house, Dawn. That's what that is. Ripping it up. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. Hey, let me tell you about our big story of the day today, which is really all of this and the reopening of our country, brought to you by our great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo is open, and they are open to sell you a car 9 a.m. today. Go by and see them. They have incredible promotions, including 0% financing for 60 months for qualified buyers. CherryHillVolvoCars.com. Head there today. They're open at 9 a.m. Go say hello. They're my wonderful, wonderful friends over there.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right. Now, there are a number of very, very important stories to get to. I mentioned Mitch McConnell earlier in the show going after the vampiric one, Pelosi. Now, the president made this comment yesterday regarding what happens if in the future there's another wave of the virus, right? And this is important because I don't know, I don't think America can tolerate another complete shutdown economically, mentally, physically. I mean, there's stories out there now. 600 doctors signed a letter saying we have to reopen our country because there's so many effects of this: alcoholism, depression, suicide, mental health issues. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. CBS News even covered the story of how many millions of Americans are going to die of other related causes, right? So we just can't do it again. We can't shut down again. And this idea of shutting down until there's a vaccine is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous notion. We may never have it. We may never have it. It may not work. It may have awful side effects. We just can't do it. But I'm telling you right now, if Joe Biden wins the election, we are going to shut down this country again. And there's no doubt in my mind. Because for Democrats, this plays right into their hands of destroying capitalism and then rebuilding in their socialist utopian image. I'm not saying Biden necessarily, but the people around him, like, he's just their proxy. He's the useful idiot to just get the power back. But the people who are running the show right now, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of the world, these are true socialist people here. And they want socialism. This is not me being a right-wing host accusing Democrats of being socialists. I don't think Joe Manchin in West Virginia is a socialist, but I damn well know AOC in New York is. And AOC in New York is running the show for this party. And AOC would love nothing more, and I mean nothing more, than to tear down capitalism and rebuild it in socialism. Well, this is their opportunity to do so. So if the virus comes back, and it most likely they're saying it will, the question becomes, do we do this all over again? And we will destroy our country if we do. You know it and I know it. We'll destroy our country. The sad reality is, the truth is, and everybody knows this, but they don't want to say it, we just have to realize that people are going to get sick, and unfortunately people are going to die, and there's just nothing we can do about that, because until there is a vaccine or a cure or drug therapy or something like that, it's either that or the absolute destruction of the United States economy. Those are the two choices, and they're terrible, awful choices. They're both awful, awful choices. But the president has said he's not going to close the country again. Bill, cut number two, please.
With another 2.4 million people claiming first-time unemployment insurance benefits today,
yeah,
how close are we to the cure being worse than the disease?
I think that a lot of these states are going to, the ones that are sort of sticking to a certain very rigid pattern, I think they're going to stop. I don't think the people are going to stand for it. This is a country that's meant to be open, not closed. and we did the right thing, John. We saved millions of lives, millions and millions of lives. You would have had anywhere from 1.5 million to 2.5 million, 3 million lives. Think of it. So if we were at 100,000, instead of 100,000, multiply that times 15, 20, or 25, it wouldn't have been acceptable. It wouldn't have been sustainable. You couldn't have done it. So we've called it right, and now I want it open, and we're going to open, and if there's a fire, an ember, a flame, someplace, we put it out. But the people have done a great job, and General Electric, Ford, and all the other people that work with them have done fantastic work. And Honeywell, again, I was there last week, but Honeywell, they've done fantastically well also. Okay? Thank you very much.
Are you concerned about a potential second wave of this fire?
People say that's a very distinct possibility. It's standard. And we're going to put out the fires. We're not going to close the country. We're going to put out the fires. There could be, whether it's an ember or a flame, we're going to put it out. But we're not closing our country.
But some states are going to close their country. That's the problem, though, is that, see, the president can't, he can't really close the country. That, this is kind of a misnomer. I mean, obviously, under federalism, the states are in charge here. And I give the president great credit for respecting that. But there's really not much he can do. Now, I have said that I believe the civil rights of many Americans are being violated. And what I've encouraged on these airwaves the White House to do is have the Department of Justice go in there and immediately file cease and desist orders against the state of New Jersey and Pennsylvania for violating the civil rights of these American citizens who are being denied their right to work, denied their right to travel, et cetera, et cetera. And do that immediately and file suit and send in the federales. In fact, you know what? If it were me, is what I would do. Now, granted, I'm a little bit extreme on this, but what I would do is I would probably, at this point, federalize the National Guard and have the National Guard escort the Tillis Gym members into their gym, like we escorted the kids into the schools in Little Rock. I'm dead serious. I'm 100% serious. I'm not joking. I'm 100% serious about this. I'd federalize the National Guard. I'd say this business is open, and we're letting them go in, and we're going to escort all their members in too. Because it's outrageous that this gym can't be open today. It's outrageous that these members can't go in there. But people can go into Walmart and Target and everything else. It doesn't make any sense. And I would do that with every store, by the way. I would do that with every store. I'd say, you know what, this jewelry store next to Target that's closed that you won't let to reopen, well, you're violating their civil rights, and this is unfair. And all American citizens are guaranteed equal protection of the law. So I've decided now that their civil rights are being violated, so I'm having the National Guard escort them into their store and escort all their customers into the store, too. I would do that. I would. Because at this point now, this isn't about federalism anymore. Now it's about protecting the civil rights of American citizens. And we have to. We have to do that because they're being violated. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives a pandemic exception. There's no pandemic exception to liberty. There isn't. I mean, I like Ron DeSantis a lot as governor, but I can't believe I'm outraged at the idea that somebody has to pull over and stop and fill out a form before you enter a state. Like it's a foreign country. There is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. And I have a right to work, and you have a right to work, and these people have a right to travel freely. We have a right to do these things. Now, there are emergency situations, but we are not in an emergency anymore right now. The emergency is not there because the hospitals can handle it, and we understand how to deal with the virus. We understand safeguards and that sort of thing. The existential emergency is not there. The ongoing threat is there, but guess what? There's an ongoing threat of nuclear war. There's an ongoing threat of North Korea. There's an ongoing threat of ISIS. There's an ongoing threat of crazy white lone white supremacist terrorists. We hear all about that, right? There's ongoing threats of everything all the time. We don't keep our country shut down because of ongoing threats. Yes, the virus is here and it's going to be here for a long time, but that doesn't give us an excuse to say, well, you know, screw the Constitution. The federal government has the responsibility under the 14th Amendment to protect our civil rights and our civil liberties. What's going to hurt this president more than anything in the ballot in November, I'll tell you right now. If he loses, I'll tell you why he loses. It's because he doesn't do enough to stop this crap that's happening in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and other places. And at some point, people are going to say, you know what? He didn't do anything to help. Talked a good game. Didn't do it enough to help. I'm telling you right now, that's what's going to happen. Write this down. If Donald Trump loses, it's because he didn't do enough to force Pennsylvania to open up, to protect the civil liberties of people who are being denied their right to work and travel and move about freely, and the equal protection that's afforded to them under the Constitution, where if Walmart's allowed to be open, why this mom and pop candy store can't be open. There's going to come a point where people are going to say, you know what, I like the guy, but when we needed him, where was he? That's going to come. Mark my words. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. The 14th Amendment gives every single American the protection of the Bill of Rights. The states can't usurp that. Courts have ruled on that. This is a long-standing precedent in our country. And it requires, it doesn't suggest it requires equal protection under the law. I don't believe that's happening. When an American citizen can go into Walmart but can't go into a gym. When an American citizen can go into Walmart but can't go into a jewelry store. We are not applying this fairly. And where the hell is the Department of Justice? Bill Barr is another one. He talks a great game. This guy talks a great game. He goes on TV and says, well, the Department of Justice has the power to intervene and maybe we can file suit on behalf of Americans. Well, why don't you do it, man? Just stop talking for once. All these people that go on TV with their great speeches and talking about, well, we'll see. We might force states to reopen. There are people dying here economically, dying. Would you please get off your fat bureaucratic asses and do something about it, please, before it's too late? Because people are looking at the federal government right now and going, hello, are you going to do anything to help us? We're under the rule of a tyrant here. We're under the rule of a tyrant who is not even checked by his own legislature. And I have constitutional rights that this guy is usurping. Enough already. My blood pressure's up. This is why I'm taking next week off, by the way. Because of this. Because I have to get the hell out of here. And Dawn, I'm going to miss you. But I have to go. You know why? Because here's the thing. This gets to me, Dawn. This fires me up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Clearly fires me up. And I got the baby, and I need to spend time with baby Reagan, and I got to spend time with the kids. And my poor wife has no help right now, and she's up all night. And then, you know, baby Reagan's got all these acid issues and everything else. And So I'm going to take next week off and spend time with the family. Dom's going to be here on Tuesday. Opelka's going to be here the rest of the week. It's going to be a great week. But I just feel like Bridget really asked me. She's like, can you just please take some time? Because I've been doing the morning show and the afternoon show, you know?
Yes.
Can you just please take some time and just be with the family? So I said I would do that.
Aw, so. You're a good husband.
Well, thank you for saying that. But I appreciate that.
You need Mama Zioli there.
We do. And soon. When the baby's, you know, the advice, we got 2 months old, quarantine for 14 days, all visitors, and then we'll be good to go. So we're getting close. We're getting to that point. But. My poor wife needs some help. All right, 855-839-1210. Doug Steinhardt's going to be here in a second.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right, 855-839-1210 is our number today and every day, of course. All right, let's see here now. Oh, I know. So I was telling you earlier, Dawn, about baby Reagan's issues with her heartburn.
Yes.
So Patrick, when he was born, this is fascinating, right? So Patrick, when he was born, he had all kinds of problems, right? We couldn't breastfeed, obviously, because, you know, our son's adopted. And so we had to do formula. And we tried everything. And it was like, they said it was colic. But poor kid would just cry all the time, right? And then finally, Dr. Kim Isola at Cooper, she said he had encephalitis conjunctivitis. I don't think I'm pronouncing that right. But it's like, it's basically that she discovered he had a milk protein issue and the encephalitis conjunctivitis thing. so he had to go on a formula called Neocate. Now, Neocate, you have to get a prescription for, and it's very, very expensive, by the way. And the insurance companies, of course, you know, they give you a hard time before they approve it and that sort of thing, right? So he was on Neocate, but it changed his life. I mean, obviously, after that, he never cried again. Like, our son cried every day of his life. until he finally got on the knee okay. Then he was a new little boy. And he's such a great kid, but he's still to this day, you know, he can't eat cow's milk. It's like things like baked goods are okay, but he can't have cheese, he can't have milk, that sort of thing. So baby Reagan. Now, oh, and did I tell you, Dawn? So in the process of Patrick, we discovered this, right? Turns out I stopped eating milk too, right? Just to like hang out with him. Like we get pizza yes. together and I would take the cheese off so he didn't feel like he was left out. But I went for my allergy testing and it turns out I am allergic to milk.
And a lot of people are and don't even realize this. This is becoming more and more common.
And I have the same esophagitis thing. esophagitis. And that's why I had all those heartburn issues,
yes.
you know? So fast forward to baby Reagan. Now, baby Reagan may very well have the same milk allergy that I have. These things are hereditary, right?
Yes.
Because she's actually now our biological child. So Bridget's been breastfeeding, and Reagan is having just the hardest time with her digestive system and everything like this. So we've said it's very possible now that she might have the same milk allergy that I have, the same milk problem that I have. So what Bridget has to do now, she's got to get milk and soy out of her system for 2 weeks. Soy, by the way, is in everything. Did you know that?
Yes.
It's in everything.
It is in, like, ketchup. It's really tough to get that out of our diets.
Why do they do that?
It's cheaper. It's a
is that what it is? Yeah.
Yep. But let me tell you something. The Amish, you know, I have a relative who's a nurse. The Amish have none of these problems. None. None of these weird allergies, none of these problems. I'm just saying it's the additives we have in our food. We don't even know that they're in there.
See, I should become Amish. Right?
Can we see Zioli? They I don't think they drink wine, do they?
I don't know. I mean, nobody knows what they do. I mean, they must do something, right? Now, I got this text from our esteemed leader, Spike Eskin. You are allergic to milk because it is unnatural for humans to consume milk from other animals and unnatural for humans to consume milk past infancy. !!
I've heard this take by him.
No, this
You've heard
is
this
true.
Take by him?
We're the yeah. only mammal that drinks the milk of another animal. We're the only one. It is, if you think about it, it makes no sense.
I want to go on the Joe Biden vegetarian diet. Bill, can you play that cut again of Biden when he was asked if he's vegan? He doesn't eat. Now, pay attention. He doesn't eat a lot of meat, but cut 9.
Is Joe Biden a vegan? No, Joe Biden's not a vegan, although my wife is pushing me. Most of the meals I eat, quite frankly, don't have meat. A lot of chicken, fair amount of fish. I'm big on ice cream. And that
meat,
puts me in real
idiot.
Trouble.
Like, would somebody tell
you know
him
what
chicken's
I mean?
Meat? That's all I ask. Would somebody let him know that? So Bridget, so she's breastfeeding, you know, she's pumping, and then we got to freeze the milk and then get all of it out of her diet, right?
Yes.
Get all the soy and dairy out of her diet. And so Reagan is now on the Neocate, like Patrick was.
Oh, okay. Is that helping?
It is. It's making a huge
Good.
Difference. But how about that? I have two kids who both have milk issues.
I'm not surprised.
One and isn't that something? And dad has it too. Isn't that something?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's all the additives in our foods. All this made up stuff that, I mean, and Spike's right. Our bodies in the first place are not really built to process all this stuff. Then you start adding all the soy and God knows what. You know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
your body can't take it.
Your body can't take it. That's exactly right. Oh, actually, you know what? Doug Steinhardt's here. Let me go to Doug Steinhardt, the chairman of the Republican Party in New Jersey. Hey, Doug, thanks for making time for me this morning. I know you're in high demand because this lawsuit you filed against Governor Phil Murphy is making national news today. So welcome back to the program, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Sorry about that. You're kind enough to ask me on, and I write the time down wrong, so I apologize.
That's all right. You had a big press conference yesterday. You were very, very busy, and this lawsuit now against the governor, Phil Murphy, on behalf of small businesses right. throughout the state. Who, Doug, I got to tell you, man, I mean, people are dying here. I get calls all the time about it. I got a call yesterday from another small business. They are dying.
They are. You know what? And everybody keeps talking about new normal. Phil Murphy, you know, new normal. I don't understand what that means. To me, there's just normal and the road back to it. And anything less in my mind is just pretext. The U.S. Constitution is the only American normal that I'm aware of, and I don't think Phil Murphy gets to rewrite it. So yesterday, we filed a lawsuit joined with a handful of small business owners from up north in Sussex County, Rich, where you were from, to down south in Cape May County. Everybody from barbers to bar owners. The simple point of which is that you can't classify businesses as essential, non-essential. And you do that, you turn the right to private property into a privilege. And when you do it arbitrarily, I think you create the problem that you have here in New Jersey, which is your neighbor, depending on who she works for or where she works, can go and make a living, and you can't. So we filed a complaint premised under the equal protection and due process clauses of the Constitution, and we're going to take our case to the court. Phil Murphy has indicated that he doesn't care what we have to say. If you don't like it, you can move. So we're moving to the New Jersey courts.
I'm so glad you're doing that. You are an attorney yourself, Doug Steinhardt. So it's very, very good that you're doing this. I feel like this guy is completely out of control. I mean, really, it's like the legislature has no check on him. He just seems to be operating completely without any restrictions whatsoever. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, Governor Christie in no way behaved like this after Hurricane Sandy. DeFrancesco didn't behave this way after 9/11, nor did McGreevy. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, I think it's a question of perspectives, Rich. You and I grew up in small towns, on main streets, right, with that main street perspective. You know, Phil Murphy cut his teeth on Wall Street in a skyscraper looking down on all of us that were working on Main Street. I think it's from that perspective, it's hard to understand what the rest of us are going through. Someone needs to champion the rights of small business owners, of 1.1 million unemployed New Jerseyans. So, you know, that's what we're aspiring to do. That's what we plan to do. It defies any logic to me. You know, you spent some time at the Jersey Shore. How is it that you can't walk into a mom and pop shop on the Jersey Shore and buy flip-flops and a beach towel, but you can walk two blocks down the street to Rite Aid and you can buy the same things there? There has to be the same set of rules and standards that everybody gets to operate under. You can't go creating classes of employers and employees.
So well said, Doug. Absolutely right. I mean, don't all Americans under the 14th Amendment have equal protection of the law? So aren't we all entitled to that? And I feel like we're not having that right now, because if I do own that little store on the beach, I'm not allowed to open, yet Walmart is open. And so I'm denied my equal protection under the 14th Amendment.
Well, and this is what's so frustrating to me, what I say about being out of touch, Governor Murphy being out of touch. You know, I mean, he says that the Bill of Rights is above his pay grade, but it's not above yours or mine. You know, he says that the interventions of the state's small business owners don't matter to him, you know, but they matter to us. So, you know, it's been a long and arduous last couple of months. And, you know, there's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And that was the biggest frustration. And hopefully you'll appreciate this. You know, yeah, having been a former chairman, you're always doing that balancing test between, you know, do we sink money into a lawsuit, or, you know, who's there going to a court who just interprets the law? Or do you put your money into electing people that think like you, who actually make the law? So, you know, you always try to plug your resources into electing, in my case, getting other Republicans elected, you know, that think like I do. But, you know, what happened Monday when the governor said that, you know, it's no longer flatten the curve. It's now we're not reopening the economy until we get a vaccine. Well, who the heck knows when that's going to be? It may never be.
Right.
So, you know,
right,
when the standard keeps changing, when the goal line keeps moving, you have to do something. And our doing something is appealing to the New Jersey courts. And I got to be honest with you. You know, we're in a state where all three branches of government are controlled by Democrats. If that doesn't work, we're going to continue to make our case to New Jersey's voters. And I think more and more of them are agreeing with us.
Doug Steinhardt is the chairman of the New Jersey Republican Committee, and he's also an attorney and a longtime friend of mine. Doug, is this a state lawsuit or a federal lawsuit you filed?
We're in state court. We are in state court right now. We filed it down in Cape May. We filed it in Cape May on purpose. You know, these shore communities are getting battered. Again, these are businesses who did most of their buying for the summer last year, you know, so who are not only shut down for the last 2 months, but are looking at their no ability to reopen for their busiest time of the year. So we went right down into Cape May, into the heart of the Jersey Shore dispute, as I said, with plaintiffs from Northern Sussex County, Hunterdon County, Cumberland County, Cape May County. And interestingly enough, we must have fielded two dozen phone calls in the last 24 hours from other people asking to be plaintiffs too.
Is there any, can the courts provide quick, immediate relief to these people, injunctive relief or something, so they could open right away? I mean, is that a possibility?
They can, there are two attorneys involved, both of whom I'm very well. One's the former state chairman, my predecessor, Mike Lavery, who happens to be counsel to the Republican State Party. The other is
great
Senator
guy.
Mike
what
Pest.
A great guy he is.
He is a gentleman. Senator Mike Test is the other. He represents the individual plaintiffs. They are talking. They were talking late into last night. I know they'll be talking throughout the weekend about whether or not it makes sense to amend our complaint to add some of these other plaintiffs and make it a bit more of a geographically diverse group. And then the best next step, whether it's keeping it where it is or taking advantage of the opportunity to go right to the appellate division, since we're dealing with executive orders. But there are a bunch of different options. We just want to keep the pressure on and keep things moving so that we can get people at least a standard by which they can get back opened again.
Senator Mike Test is a great guy, too. I mean, South Jersey is very, very lucky to have him in the state Senate in New Jersey. Doug Steinhardt, this lawsuit that's filed on behalf of all these small businesses, have you thought about a federal lawsuit? Have you thought about saying, hey, you know, the 14th Amendment of the Constitution and the takings clause of the Constitution, these things are being trampled on, going to federal court?
Yeah, a lot of thought was given to where we go, whether it's state or federal, and what county, because we had several to choose from. Without getting into the weeds as to why Mike and Mike decided that that's where they wanted to be, I think the choice was made that this was the best place to start, and that's why they launched their attack where they did.
Doug Steinhardt, chairman of the Republican Committee in New Jersey. Keep me posted on this, my friend. You're doing a hell of a job here on this fight. I really appreciate it. I know that all these small business owners and people that are working for small businesses really, really appreciate it. They need this. So thank you for organizing this and leading this fight for us.
Thanks, Rich, for what you do. Your listeners, they need to know that someone's out there speaking for them, that cares what they have to say, and it's willing to champion their causes. And for as long as I've known you, you've always done that. So it's always great to be a guest.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Okay, let's say good morning to Dawn Stenson on Friday. She's all fired up to go to the Delson Drive-In tonight. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. May 22nd already. Zeoli Show News sponsored by DuckDuckGo. So a lot going on today. So a former judge of elections in Philadelphia now admits he accepted cash bribes to tamper with the results of the city's primary elections from 2014 to 2016. For in-depth beyond the headlines, you want to listen to Zeoli's podcast interview of this earlier today, going beyond the headlines. But this is 73-year-old Dominic DeMuro pleading guilty to conspiracy to deprive voters of their civil rights, among other charges. This happened in federal court just yesterday. Prosecutors and U.S. Attorney William McSwain not revealing names or details as to who exactly paid those bribes to add fraudulent votes for certain Democrats. So tip of the iceberg here. DeMuro facing up to 15 years in prison when he's sentenced June 30th. Okay, as of today, more Pennsylvania counties allowed to partially reopen yellow zone, except us, of course. We're going to be dead last. No official word when Philadelphia and our surrounding suburbs will be allowed to go into Governor Tom Wolf's yellow phase. Nobody's in green just yet. We're told we're going to find out who's green, green light, red light type thing. So who goes green, who goes yellow, that sort of thing. But we're still in the red. Governor Wolf says, though, Pennsylvania's, you are now officially allowed to buy cocktails, liquor, to go from bars, restaurants, and hotels, but the cup must be sealed. No more than 64 ounces per, purchase, curbside pickup. And what's the other thing? Oh, you can't buy anything after 11 p.m. That's the deadline in Pennsylvania. This brings us to New Jersey.
By the way, that's not I actually am surprised at how reasonable all of that is, because I figured they would make it almost impossible. But that's not all right. So sealed, no big deal. After 11 p.m., all right, fine. I mean, it's just stupid. Like, it's arbitrary. Like, why not 11:30? But and 64 ounces, again, I mean, I wonder, like, why not 100 ounces? But whatever, it's fine. At least they're letting it happen.
Yes.
My hope, Dawn, is that they don't ever take it back. Like, now that they're doing this, let's always do this. Why not give people the option to do this always, you know?
No. Wolf and Murphy are saying everything's temporary.
I know.
Yeah.
It's temporary. Right. Here's a little freedom, but we're going to take it back soon. So enjoy it now until we take it back.
And that brings us to New Jersey, where Governor Phil Murphy is temporarily allowing to-go cups, which are plastic. So the Jersey Shore.
Plastic cups, Dawn.
Yes. Temporary.
Hey, by the way, didn't you report a couple months ago that Philadelphia was forcing businesses to take down plastic partitions?
Yes. But now they're putting them back up. When we finally do reopen.
And wasn't there a war on plastic like 10 minutes ago?
Yes, it's over.
Okay.
The Jersey Shore is
ready. I can't keep up with this, Dawn. I really can't.
So all social distancing signs, they're up on the beaches across the Jersey Shore. Signs on the door that say no mask, no service. North Wildwood is my favorite because they set aside special designated drinking liquor areas. These are safe spaces. What could possibly go wrong?
Wait. These are outside dedicated drinking area. I love it.
Because in Wildwood, they're already seeing people, you know, walking around getting all liquored up because they can buy the, in New Jersey, you know, you can buy the cocktails to go. So now you have public drinking. And remember, one of the big stories over the past years was the Kensington hottie who went to Wildwood. And she's probably going, wait a minute. This is, you know, she was. So anyway.
Yeah, you know what she should do? She should sue and have her case dismissed because obviously, right?
Yes.
Like Bridgegate, she should go to the Supreme Court with this.
It's so they literally have designated drinking liquor and cocktail areas in North Wildwood. The officials have said, look, we're trying to get ahead of this thing because we have a lot of public drinking. So
I love it.
They have these designated, so it's like smoking. You have a smoking area. Now you have a designated drinking liquor area.
I want to say this, and I'm dead serious about this. It is time to let people drink on the beach. Responsibly, of course, but there's no reason why adults cannot enjoy a beverage on the beach. Most of them do anyway, by the way. Most of them do anyway. And it's stupid to not let adults have the freedom to have a glass of wine or a beer on the beach.
I disagree.
You disagree.
Yeah. Ocean City. Okay. People might be.
Well, that's fine. No, listen. If you want to have a dry town, totally different, right?
Yes.
Completely different. But if you don't have a dry town, the idea that you can't bring, like, you can't have something on the beach where you can have it on the boardwalk, like, that's stupid.
Well, it's kind of like, I like the don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, but the problem is, though, is then the Kensington hottie.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
That's true.
Then her potty mouth. Matt! Matt!
Oh, where have those good summer days gone? Okay.
You know, Dom's in for me on Tuesday, so do me a favor,
yes.
Okay? Just find a way to incorporate her into one of your newscasts.
Okay.
Because he totally disagrees with me that she's hot. And I've said that she's like her potty mouth, the way she was cursing at the cops, and like, F you, Matt! Like, it makes her hotter, you know?
No, she's cute. I mean, when you saw her in court and everything, like, she's, you know, yeah. She's an endearing character for sure. But I'm sure she's looking at this now in Wildwood going, look at this. They have designated drinking areas.
Yeah.
So
yeah, she should go to the Supreme Court. I'm telling you, they'll throw her case. Yeah. They will absolutely drop her charges.
She'll
no doubt.
Vindicated. So if you're
free the Kensington hottie. Free the Kensington hottie.
Hey, this news sponsored by DuckDuckGo. Tired of being tracked online? DuckDuckGo can help. They help millions of people like you take control of your personal info online. One download free so you can search and browse privately. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. All right, the all-important forecast, it's not great. I'm not going to lie. So today, this is the NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Today, it's going to be about 70 degrees, and it's bright now, but we're going to have spotty showers. It's like a 70% chance of showers on and off throughout the day, but not a washout. And then tomorrow, about 73 degrees. It might warm up in some areas because I'm talking about Pennsylvania and the Jersey Shore. So 73, 74, maybe 75 degrees. But we're going to see an 80% chance of scattered thunderstorms. And we might see some heavy T-storms. So just be careful when you're out and about. Just pay attention.
Oh, be careful,
baby. And then Sunday, 67, 68 degrees, partly sunny, but about a 20% chance that we could see some showers in some areas. Not a great weekend, but it's not a washout either. Hint is pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, watermelon, blackberry, cherry. No sugar, sweeteners, or calories. Available in your local grocery store or drinkhint.com. Hint, water with a touch of true fruit flavor. I'm Dawn Zilli, ShowNewsRadio.com.
Thank you, Dawn. 855-839-1210. Let me go to Marty in Autobahn. Marty, good morning.
Hey, Rich. Big fan of the show. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Doing well. How you doing?
Great. I live in Camden County, like you, Rich. No, I'm a stone throw from the gym in Belmar, and I'm 100% with you on reopening. My question, Rich, is with the Democratic state and local governors, I can't see why are they so steadfast in staying shut down when that's revenue for the towns. Who's controlling them? Who's making the decisions from above to tell them to stay shut down when they're losing revenue? Can you help me with that?
It's right. Okay, so we're logical people, and this is a completely illogical behavior that they're doing. And right. I have a very tough time sometimes understanding illogical behavior. So I'm probably the wrong person to ask why people do absolutely stupid things like this, you know. But I'll venture a guess. Right. My guess would be Murphy loves power and also knows that if he destroys the economy, he helps usher in the new socialist Marxist revolution. Because I really do think the guy's a Marxist. I really do.
Well,
that's the only guess I can give you, Marty.
So that's like, but you think they're taking, is Pelosi involved? Like, or is someone else telling them what to do?
I don't think it's a coordinated thing necessarily. I don't think they're like sitting in a back room kind of like planning all this stuff. But I think these guys would have no problem with this entire country becoming what FDR dreamed it would be, with, you know, a big federal government that's taking care of each and every American and free this and free that. I mean, that's what they all want. It's what Kenny wants. It's what Murphy wants. It's what Wolf wants. And so if this helps usher that in, they don't need any direction. They can just do it themselves. This is what they believe in their hearts. These people believe in this, right? You know that, Marty. They believe in universal health care and universal child care, and they believe in, you know, free college and free college for everybody. Like, they believe in this stuff.
Horrible. Destroy an economy to bring in their, as you say, utopia.
Marty, that's the only way you get a socialist utopian revolution is first you got to knock down capitalism, man. You got to read the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx. He lays it out right there. He lays it out beautifully right there.
And a complete 360, Rich. Better Call Saul. Big fan of the show. Would you say that's in like your top five favorite shows of all time?
Ooh, that's a good question. It is great.
I
love
the show.
I really do love it. Yeah, it's really
–
I got to think about that, though. This
top
season
five.
Was
okay.
Awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, jeez. I can't wait till next season. Every season gets better and better. I'm a big, big fan of the show. It's in my top five.
Yeah, what else is in your top five, Marty?
Probably one – is it for a series? Probably The Wonder Years. Big fan of that show. I'm old 57, All in the Family, you know, Happy Days, Twilight Zone, Star Trek, very diverse.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
Real mixed. And also,
have you seen
The
Wire?
Yes, my wife is starting on that, so it's like, you know, my favorite show. God forbid you don't watch it, like, you know, Breaking Bad. If you didn't watch it, you get crucified. Like, everybody has their show,
right?
Kind of say, you know. But did you get a chance? Someone called a while back. Mad World. He didn't get the title right. There's four Mads in it. Did you get a chance to watch that?
No, I haven't yet. But you know what? I'm going to pull an all-nighter tonight with Baby Reagan after I'm done filling in for Levin. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
And I know you've been watching, you know, End of World movies. Did you ever see Soylent Green with Charlton Heston?
Of course. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, good. How about Andromeda Strain?
Yes, absolutely. Highly recommend it.
Well, that Soylent Green, honestly, when I see that movie, when I drive around, that's the environment I see. You know, very dismal, trash not being picked up. The imagery of South Jersey starting to look like that, and that's horrible.
That's a damn shame. Marty, have a great weekend, buddy. Thank you for the call and for the TV talk. I always love that. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. By the way, Jack Carr, the speaker series last night, his books are turning into an Amazon series, which is amazing. And they're going to start filming that at the end of the year. And Chris Pratt, who is Star-Lord from the Avengers, from Guardians of the Galaxy, and also Jurassic Park and Parks and Recreation, Chris Pratt is playing the main character, James Reese, and he's also the guy behind the production of it. So it's going to be amazing.
Awesome.
I cannot wait. I can't wait for that.
Me either.
How awesome is that?
It's awesome. It's great. And I'm so happy for Jack because he's such a good guy.
Right? He's just such a great guy. He's like down to earth and humble and, you know, and he's got all this success now. New York Times bestselling author, Amazon show. So
I know he... Well, Zioli, the first, you know, time that you talked about him, you said he's going to be a megastar. And just think, he's like one of your BFFs. So it's kind of cool.
I told him last night, I bought Jack Carr stock when it was really cheap.
Yes. Exactly.
And I did that on purpose because I said to Greg, when I got pitched by this, you know, PR guy, we get pitched all the time, right? But I said, Greg, this guy's going to be huge. Yeah. He's going to be the next Brad Thor. And I want to get in now early with him now so that I always can get him for a speaker series down the road, you know?
Well, you guys hit it off. So it's nice. And last night was awesome. So if anybody missed it, it's there on Facebook. So you got to check it out.
Because, you know, it's hard to get these huge authors in for something because they're so big, right?
Absolutely.
But if you get in on the ground floor, it's like Jack knows he owes me now. And he said, he goes, I'll always do this with you.
He genuinely likes you and you guys are good together. So it's
it was fun. Yeah. We had a good conversation. I keep asking him how many kills he has. He won't answer me. So lame.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.